Blog Talk Radio.
Throwdown on Tuesdays. It is the Gross Misconduct Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me. And I truly mean that, man. He is. Boy, we think the same. We are the same. We're joined at the hip. Kip Gross in Arizona, I believe. He's not in wet Los Angeles, where I am with a rowboat here probably. The next few days. Man, it feels like the Titanic, but my meteorologist friend at KTLA will have to let me know what's up. Kirk Hawkins has to give him the plug. 347-205-9631. We'll get you to the front of the line. I see it's a loaded wagon. We'll get to your comments. Anything after that, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platform where it is subscribed to podcast powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet. It's nice and clean. And maybe it's got a little raindrops on it. Put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Kip, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how many people can get a hold of you on your social media platforms? Lay that out there. And we're in the second week of talking Super Bowl and a lot of other news today, too.
Mark, I'm doing absolutely awesome today. It's not the rain that you guys have been getting in L.A., but out here in Arizona. We're basically getting whatever you're getting the day after, just not as much. So there's no flooding around here right now, but it's been pretty wet for the week, just like you guys have been. Kipgross.com and beagamer@gmail.com. And next week will be a little different. I'll be back in Maui in paradise over there for next week's podcast. So
I can feel it. You know why I can feel it? I definitely can feel it. You know why? It's Valentine's.
Well, there you go.
Next Wednesday.
I'll be in Maui.
Yeah, next Wednesday you'll be doing the show. Now you'll be 3 hours early. You'll cut your lunch, say, hey, honey, I got to get doing the show with Mancini. We got to get this thing in and lock it in for our listeners. We're loaded tonight. Ben coming in, and Ben is coming from Mission Viejo, California. Says, guys, I'm a first-time listener. I was just in a store over the weekend. There you had a few people walk in and take a few things and walk right out. Nobody did anything. I said to the security guard, hey, they're stealing. He goes, today's law, you can steal up to three times before they prosecute you. Under $1,000, I guess. Wow, what a law in California, man. Any comment to Ben in Mission Viejo?
Yeah, Ben, you know, I've been watching these now on YouTube and some different places, different platforms out there of all these people. You know, they mob. They do it in mobs now. They go in and, you know, 10, 15 people at a time, they just walk right in the store. Some have masks, some don't have masks. And they just start grabbing bags and clothes and shoes and whatever they want and walk right out, and nobody touches them. And, you know, those laws in California right now, you gotta steal so much before they even prosecute you. Or got to hold you for bail or in jail. So I don't get it. The world's changing, and we got to protect the people that are good in this world, and not the ones that aren't good. And it's getting crazy, but that's where this world is going right now. So hopefully things change soon enough.
Yeah, you know, I want to just add to that, Kip. I mean, when you look at that, what he just brought up out of Mission Viejo, Ben, thanks for the comment. That you can allude that to. Playing baseball for any team in California, so you get a flash mob running on the field, and a couple security guards are going to, stand there and say, well, that's okay. They could tackle them. They could do that three times, and, we'll start going after them the third time. I mean, I don't think it works that way at Dodger Stadium. I've seen some of those guys, man. I don't know if they've come out of the UFC, the Marines, the Army, or what, but they do a pretty damn good job of tackling somebody when they get on the field, whether it's proposing, trying to shake hands, autographs, whatever. But those are the kind of guys you need in these stores.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. I remember way back when, I think it was Randy Myers, he was out on the field somewhere, and here comes somebody coming close to him, and he just went and did a clothesline on the guy's head, knocked his ass down, and the whole crowd's applauding or whatever. And then the police come in and security comes in and they beat his ass a little bit more. So you know what? You got to protect your own. You got to protect your house. You got to protect your stores. You got to protect everything in this world because what's going on right now down at the border, letting all these illegals in. You know, every day it's getting worse and worse, and you just don't know what these people are about. And so hopefully it changes soon enough and they get things changed and get the bad people out of this country. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, you know, and you, just to follow up on that, getting back to the guy that, you know, and you're right, you don't know, you know, what these guys are up to and what their whole motto is. Maybe you got to kind of have a perception factor. Okay, the guy looks like he's clean cut. He's got a three-piece suit. He's running towards me. Maybe he's just trying to ask for an autograph. If anybody's looking like out of Denzel Washington's The Book of Eli, I'm probably clotheslining him too.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if you saw the news here lately, those guys in New York that beat up that cop or those couple cops. Well, they picked him up, I guess, either last night or this morning here in Phoenix, right down the street from me. And so I think they're in jail here after doing that to that those cops and those policemen in New York City. Yeah, it's just getting crazy. We got to get away from it, and people got to start respecting other people and their property. And it's turning to a mob scene, and that's literally what they're doing. They're mobbing up these businesses and stealing and nobody does a thing about it. They just sit and watch them and videotape them and, okay, see you next time. It's kind of crazy.
Yep, 15-minute car chases in L.A., driving in freeways with screeching no tires and everything. And these hoodlums, they got to just pull them out of the car. And I've always said this, Kip, if I was running, I'd have the cleanest jails. I'd just start hanging these guys in the morning. Heck, the Bible did it. Why can't we do it? But then you get people that oppose to that, and it's going, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, wait a minute. The guy's robbed the guy 9 times. He, you know, shot up the whole family and everything. We can't hang this guy in the morning? Why don't you stand in line? We'll hang you too.
Yeah, that's kind of how things have turned, Mark. You know, back in the day when this country was all built and put together, you know, majority ruled, and now it's not like that anymore. Now it's the people in the lesser minorities, I'm not saying minorities, but the people that are in the minority of whatever they're doing, you gotta kind of go by them now instead of the majority out there, and that's why everything's getting where it's at, because there's people out there that actually think that it's okay to steal because they're hungry and they need food, and it's just not. You know, there's ways to go through the government. I mean, you know, the government assistance all over the place. There's all kinds of things you can get if you're in that position, but you know, a lot of the people believe that no. He has a right to go steal that because he don't have any money, doesn't have a job, he's got to feed his kids. It's just not that way. You got to figure things out and get a job or go to the government and find out what they can help you out with in a short term deal. So hopefully this stuff turns around soon, though, Mark.
Yep, clueless in the county. Hey, let's get our buddy. He's come back, Lance from Pensacola, Florida. Said the Cowboys will be back next year. I just had to take a reprieve. They got a little ripped off there in the game and everything, and I'm back. I don't have a dog in this fight like you guys do, but at least my team went further than you guys. Well, you're a loser too, Lance, because we're on the sideline. Doesn't matter if you finish third, second, whatever, and one of these teams that loses on Sunday is going to be joining us. So there's only one champ. So Lance from Pensacola is back.
You know, Lance, the craziest thing that I got to see after the Cowboys lost was actually seeing Jerry Jones up in his suite crying to the media, and it just, you know, all the frustration came out. Lance, he thought that the Dallas Cowboys were going to do what you thought they were going to do this year, and the thing is, Lance, you got to realize in sports, people keep doing the same things over and over again. You know, Brady, he kept going to Super Bowl and he won 7 of them. You know, right now you got Patrick Mahomes. He's going to how many Super Bowls? He's got a chance now to win another one. That's how this sports works. The good keep going on, and the kind of good don't. And Dallas Cowboys, they're a 16-17 game team. After that, they're pretty much just like bottom of the barrel. So, Lance, you know, I appreciate you coming in here all the time. Bringing it back, I really, really do. But one day you're going to realize the Cowboys are who they are. It's just that way.
Well, and you know what, Kip, and I'm gonna beat the drum on it too, because I'm gonna borrow a couple from, you know, Fleetwood Mac here on this one. The Dodgers are the same way. I mean, we're hearing it right now. ESPN is tripping over their shoelace, telling us that the Dodgers are going to win the division and all this. And I keep hearing this tune, and the Dodger fans are going to start to come out on us next month, spring training. They're going to show up in, you know, Arizona and tell us what it is and what they're going to do. And Ohtani's batting third and all this, and everybody's going to get excited. We're going to run roughshod during the regular season. And come October, you son of a guns will be sitting home again. And then you're going to stand there and what happened? And Kershaw's back. So here we go. The whole dog and pony show with the juggler and the jesters are all back for L.A. this summer. It's like a movie sequel here.
You know, Mark, I want to tell Lance from Pensacola something else here, too. You know, they keep getting different players, getting different quarterbacks, getting this, getting that. And, you know, the Dodgers do the same thing. They bring in somebody here. They bring in somebody there. And they think, you know, Otani's now going to get them over the hump and they're going to win a World Series. You got to remember, one thing about sports, too, Lance, is you've got the same GM in Dallas. That's Jerry Jones. He's doing it. And you've got the same head coach, same manager in L.A. It's time to maybe make the change because they keep doing the same things over and over again with the same general manager and the same owner and the same manager in baseball. That's the only thing that's been the constant so far. So I think they're making the wrong changes with the players instead of changing up the manager and the GM. That's my thought.
Yeah, no, you bring up an interesting point, and I'll feed onto that with Lance. And Lance, kind of like the unleaded gas. Maybe you keep going to the same place and your car's puttering. Maybe you need to put super unleaded in. I don't know. But and boy, that phrase you coined, I'm running with that one up the hill, giving you props every which way, Kip. The Los Angeles Cowboys is it. Cowboys and Dodgers are joined at the hip.
It's that way. I mean, we keep harping on it, but, you know, people want to keep bringing it back up, and so we got to go back to the same drawing board to say, hey, they are who they are. They're always going to be who they are unless they make drastic changes, and hopefully they do it soon. And then maybe they can get past the first
round
of the
playoffs. Well, now we got Victor from Silver Lake coming in, saying he goes to a lot of Dodger games. How dare we rip the Dodgers? That's a class organization. They always win World Series. They can't win all the time, but how many teams can win it all the time? Give us some credit. Your teams all suck like your football teams. Well, I don't know. I'm a small market team, Victor. What are you going off on me for? The Pirates are a small market team. How are you comparing? You're comparing David with Goliath here. And if you want to tell me you win all the time, then start hanging regular season division flags outside your stadium. Put them all around the pavilion there. Take them up to the top deck. Put all your division titles there if you want to hold that. But don't tell me that, you know, you always win. What have you won? You haven't won nothing since 1988. I'm not counting 2020, the pandemic year, when you played five games.
that was called extended spring training is what that was called.
Yeah, exactly. And if you had the opportunity to jump on somebody and practice maybe in a warm weather city at that time, oh, well, you did it, and you took advantage of it. But Dodger fans, sometimes it can be a little myopic here, Kip. Pardon the pun here with these guys.
Yeah, it's just an ongoing thing. Like I said, as soon as they change their manager, I believe things will change in L.A. And same in Dallas when they change their general manager, who happens to be the owner, I think things will change in Dallas just as well. But until then, you're just going to get the same old, same old.
As we move on to the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl, I'll tell you one thing. I've added another person to the ones where I think I've had enough of, and that is great. I'll tell you one thing. I saw a little bit of the Grammys. I wasn't too, you know, I'm not into that so much, but I saw a little bit of it, watching it with my wife. But at the end, when this one got up there, I said, oh, my God, she must be running off her dad's coattails. Great body. I'll give her the body and everything. Needs a little work on everything else, and, well, you know, maybe the mug and everything. Miley Cyrus does not do anything for me. Does she do anything for you?
You know what? It's odd you're bringing that up because it wasn't probably about a couple months ago back. She was actually on a podcast, and I watched it. And I was, you know, I was traveling across the country from L.A. from Newport back to Arizona. I listened to this podcast, and I was actually impressed with her. Way back when, I just always had this thing against her. Not really against her. It's like, I don't want to listen to her. I don't want to hear her talk, whatever. But everything she was saying was good that day on this podcast. And I was really, really – I mean, now I've actually – when she came on the other day on the Grammys, I actually sat and listened to it and watched it. I thought she was performed really, really well. You know, she blew it up, and when she said, you know, my first Grammy, and everybody applauded, it was good stuff. I mean, like I said, something that she said, I mean, everything she said in this podcast was right. It was good. You know, it was all for good stuff. Instead of bringing people down, she's changed her life a bunch. She doesn't drink anymore. She doesn't smoke anymore. Doesn't do any pot. Doesn't do any drugs anymore. And she just said, you know, there were some things that happened in my life. I had to make changes. And she did it. And she said she's happy for everything she's done. And it's boosting her career now. And look at what she's got. She's got her first Grammy. So whatever she's doing right. And I now applaud her. I really do.
Well, thanks for shedding some light, because I didn't know, you know, I didn't realize, I thought, oh, my God, here we go. Dolly Parton's footsteps, the dad's footsteps, everything, achy, breaky heart. I said, okay, you know, getting up there, grabbing, and then at the end, she always reminded, she's always, and maybe you could sympathize with this one or not, or you can, you know, but she's always reminded me like a renegade type, and, you know, kind of us against the world mentality. I don't know, but you know, I remember when she was on The Voice. I said, "Oh my gosh!" And it's like, you know, you know, and my wife would have that on and said, "I'd watch 5 minutes of that," and then it'd go to her, and I'm saying to myself, "Oh my gosh!" But you know, who knows? You know, people can change, but you know, you never know. And speaking along those lines, boy, sad hearing Toby Keith, my age, Toby Keith passing away of stomach cancer.
Yeah, that's rest in peace, Toby Keith, no doubt about it. You know, you just hear about more and more celebrities and all these different people out in the world and your friends and close acquaintances, and next thing you know, you hear about another one, then another one. So, like I've said for years, everybody, live your life, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So live it, do your thing, and hopefully you're living a good one, because tomorrow might not wake up, and that's just kind of how it works. So, Toby Keith, rest in peace, and all the rest of you out there that passed away recently, rest in peace.
Yeah, you wanted to talk last week, and I made a note of it this week. Your former manager passed away, and boy, I liked him, Jimmy Williams.
Yeah, Jimmy was a really good one. He didn't play much baseball in the big leagues, but he knew the game. He's been in the game his entire life. You know, I had him in Boston, and there's a few stories I have about him. I don't really want to pass them on today, but he was just one of those guys that was always around you. He'd come up to you and say hi. He made jokes about you. It was made jokes about himself. You know, he was just that kind of manager, player's manager. Players loved Jimmy Williams. And, you know, there's a lot of managers out there and coaches that the players just don't say that about. And Jimmy Williams is one of those rare guys that the players just, they wanted to go through the wall for him. And that's who Jimmy Williams was. And I'll remember for the rest of my life, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Albert from Poway, California, throwing a little different spin on this. He said he works in a company. There's somebody that's been there 19 years. He's been there 4 years. But the person that's been there 19 years thinks they're the boss of everybody, tells them what to do, how to do it, and everything. His mentality is, you know, confront them sometimes when they get it in his face and stuff. Any advice? And in the baseball world, too, so it's going over to you, Kip. And the only advice I can give, to jump in, and I'll go quick on it because I don't want to, you know, I want your comment on it, is – these type of people are in every shape, way, or form, jobs or whatever. And Albert, and the way to confront that is you just kind of tune them out. You know, bye, small talk, and if you're extrovert, they'll definitely get the message because you talk to everybody else, but you don't kind of talk to them. So that's the best antidote. If you confront them, that's not the best way because that just creates animosity. Then it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. People start picking sides here. So the best thing is talk to everybody else. Don't talk to them. And, you know, that's the only thing I can say, and pray for them. Kip, and as it goes over to you, I'm sure you have your thing, experience and knowledge. And how would that ever play out in baseball? I mean, you know, if a guy's been around 19 years, he's well-respected. He's not going to stand there and say, hey, do this, do that, do that. I know the rookies have to do some stuff, but you get a guy like that in there that just thinks he's, you know, running the show. I mean, that doesn't necessarily go off too well, I would imagine.
Well, Mark, you know, in baseball, and I'm sure it's in all different sports as well. You got to respect these guys that have been around forever, and because they've done it and they know how to do it and they know how to get it done, and pretty good chance they know how to win. And so you got to kind of attach yourself a little bit to these guys, and don't confront them or, like you said, you know, get in arguments or anything with them. Just learn from them. You know, everything in baseball and sports is listen to everybody that has a comment about stuff, and if it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. It's that simple. But don't just sit and take it as a well, this isn't going to work for me, or this isn't going to do this or do that.
Right.
Have a positive attitude about it and understand what they're trying to help you with. They're trying to help another person with, or another player with, or another employee with, and learn from it and work as a team, because every job, basically you got a team out there with employment and your company. So work with those people and figure it out and make that company better, because I got news for you. If that company gets better, you're going to get better, and then you're going to get the payoff at the end with a bigger check every 2 weeks too. So I say work with people and become friends with them. Get what you can out of them and just let the rest pass right on by you.
Oh, wow. It's opened up somebody, because Adrian from San Juan Capistrano chiming in on that same comment. He goes, I'm pretty well off today, but I remember my first job, they had me working at fast food, and all I did was make tacos and burgers all day while people were taking 14 different breaks. How fair is that? I can sympathize with this guy. Well,
yeah.
I can understand that aspect of it. Yeah, if you're all getting the same pay and you're sitting there making tacos and flipping burgers and it's hot and it's 100 degrees outside and it's 100 degrees inside, that's 200 degrees, and these guys are taking bathroom breaks with Slurpees from 7-Eleven, that ain't fair. I can understand what you're saying, Adrian. I don't know how to show it off the rails, but now we're all of a sudden the employment company here helping these people with their problems.
Yeah, Adrian, it's just the same way. I got to say, work with people. You know, if they're not good and the employers can't see this and don't let them go, then maybe it's time to go find a new company to work for, because these guys continually do these things around you. You know, and it's not changing. I'd think about maybe find another job, another employment, so it makes you more happy over there. That's my advice for you.
Well, the only thing I can comment more on this one, Kip and Adrian, is if the top is screwed up, it doesn't matter how good the bottom is, and you could be a model employee or something. If everybody's taking 14 breaks and you're only taking two, that means the top doesn't know what the hell's going on there. And they might have
no doubt.
Hey, you know what? You can kind of allude this to this somewhat maybe is sports teams. If you have a team that just year in and year out does absolutely nothing, and it's just, you know, and then they start trading guys away and those guys start to become superstars in other teams, then you got to look at where these guys came from and what the hell was the problem where they came from, because these guys are superstars. They couldn't be superstars where they were. Could it be alluded to the same thing, Kip, as far as that fact?
Oh, it's superstars are superstars, and they're going to get away with a lot more than anybody else is ever going to get away with. I mean, I witnessed it daily playing baseball, and you know what? They've earned their right to do that. That's why I was saying earlier, learn to work with them, because they're doing something really good to be where they're at for as long as they are and have the employment they've had for so long. And so learn from them, ask them questions. And the more questions you ask, the more they're going to like you, because now they think that you're going to want to be on the same page. And hell, you might stick around longer and get a little bigger bonus or a little bigger paycheck. Go with the positive attitude, always.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, last 5 minutes of the show, that's how quick we are. The Super Bowl, Kansas City and San Francisco, kind of torn here. I don't want San Francisco to take out and keep, you know, challenging Pittsburgh and New England for Super Bowls here. But at the same time, I'm about tired of the Chiefs and everything they're starting to stand for, because it seems like it's just, you know, TMZ over there in Kansas City. But I think San Francisco pulls this one out. But I don't know. Maybe the conspiracy thing comes into the equation here and Chiefs win and Kelce decides to get married to this Taylor Swift. And, you know, it just seems like the more and more, you know, I've said this before on the show. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's not a possum, and it's yellow. It is a duck. And that is the same thing here with the Chiefs. The way this thing smells, with the way they beat Buffalo and Baltimore, you know, maybe they're going to ride off in the sunset. Andy Reid's going to ride off in the sunset. Mahomes will keep playing, and Kelce gets married. So, I don't know. What's your take on it? I'm hoping San Francisco maybe wins this.
Well, you know, I'm going to be pulling for San Francisco only because I'm a Raider fan, and I just don't like the Chiefs, period. It's just where it's at. You know what, though? That Patrick Mahomes, he's just got a way of getting things done, though. And it's just you almost wonder why they don't run that two-minute offense all game, because it seems like they always score late in the game when the pressure's on the defense out there, and you kind of wonder. But, yeah, I'm going with Purdy being the last draft pick in the draft. And they got a really good team, you know. I mean, they got probably two or three candidates for the MVP, Purdy being one of them. And he's been, last week when he played in that game, he showed another side of himself, you know, running the football and protecting the ball and doing different things that he hadn't normally been doing all year. And, you know, they got another, you know, the defense for the Chiefs now got a little bit more they got to look at because of how he was scrambling and running the ball. So I got to go with them. The other thing on the other side I'm just kind of worried about now with the Chiefs is Patrick's Mahomes' dad got picked up for DUI for the third time in Texas this last week. And they're allowing him to go to Vegas to watch the game, get out of Texas. But that's got to be on a lot of people's minds, especially his son Patrick. So, and then you got the Kelce thing out there, and heard he might propose after the game or whatever. Who knows what he'll do? But
too
much going on in there.
Yeah, less than 3 minutes, and I'll comment real quick and pick up Steve from Corvallis. And then you got the brother over there touching women's buns and doing an entertainment thing. And boy, I'll tell you, that family's. Patrick came out of there just normal, but the rest of them, I don't know. It's kind of the Walking Dead out there or something with those guys, the dad, the brother. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But Steve from Corvallis has figured it out. He said, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I don't know if you guys heard a couple years ago, the guy that was robbing banks like three times a week and then was a season ticket holder at Chiefs games. So I hate the Chiefs. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that guy. I think I heard about that, Steve. I don't know if you heard it, Kip. I guess he was robbing banks and, you know, and then on Sundays he was buying everybody stuff and season ticket holder and was, you know, doing the whole Facebook thing and everything. I remember I heard something about it. So,
sounds,
I don't know.
Sounds
maybe,
like he sounds like he was spending the wealth a little bit. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that at all, but you know what? There's people out there. They do their things, and glad he got caught, because like I said, when you're stealing, it's not a good thing. We brought that up at the top.
No,
the
and when you go into a bank and hold up that and Robin and you know and the guy must have thought he was probably running the old stagecoach with the Gold Rush, but at least you know I'll give him one thing. I don't condone stealing at all, but I'll give him one thing. He was spreading the wealth in Kansas City. Maybe the barbecue food went up during the inflation. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty much what it sounds like, you know. So yeah,
you know.
I'm not condoning it one bit, but you know, he got his 15 minutes of entertainment and
15
minutes of celebrity status. That's all we can give him.
Shoot, I hope when he went to jail, at least they gave him the Kansas City beanie or something to represent his team. He was spreading the wealth and somewhat give him his jersey, let him walk around that instead of the prison garbs with Missouri jail cell on the back or whatever. I don't know. But as we wind this thing down, man, this thing keeps getting crazier and crazier each week. We take it and we tear it up any which way you want. I didn't know we were working as employers this week, but thanks to Adrian and Albert and all those guys, we were. On that note, next week, day before Valentine's, so maybe we'll be talking about Cupid, and I know you'll be enjoying the rays of Maui. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my brother. And then
next week again I'll be back. I'll be in Hawaii for a little bit, going over there for a little vacay with my girlfriend. And then You can get a hold of me at kipgross.com and beagamer@gmail.com. And right now I'm looking out the back of my house. There's a big, big-ass rainbow. It's really, really cool. So actually it's turned into a double one. But, yeah, hopefully, hopefully we'll keep this rocking, and let's do this again next week, Mark.
Oh, man, we keep this thing rocking all year, man. We're going to expand it. We're going to give them either March or April. We're going to go up to an hour. But with that big rainbow, do you have any Skittles anywhere near you?
No Skittles around, but we've definitely got two rainbows out there looking pretty cool.
As we wind this next week, it's going to be good, too, because not only with the Cube but the Valentine's, we're going to get into the spring training thing. I got to tell you, one time I was out in Florida with spring training, it gets crazy there with foul balls or, you know, when those balls start to go outside the stadiums and people start coming out there with buckets and stuff. I got to tell you an experience I saw. This guy he didn't have to go to Big Five. He didn't have to go to a Sporting Goods Dick's or nothing. This guy must have had 24 balls, people hitting the balls all over the place outside and everything. We'll talk about that next week, too, as we wind this thing down. Hey, for Kip Gross out there and where the rainbows in Arizona, yours truly, Mark Mancini, on a riverbed in the Titanic out here in California. Talk to you next week, same time, same channel. Till then, have a blessed one, and I don't know, we'll try to figure out how we can help your employers out and employees. Till then, have a blessed one. Thanks for tuning in. Love you, Kip.
See you all next week, people. Have a great one this week.